everybody. This is Chocolate Thunder. I'm joined with my two lovely co-hosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm gonna go by... What did I tell you?
You didn't tell me anything.
I thought I did. I'm gonna go by... I'll go by Xena. I like Xena.
Xena?
Yeah. Okay. Like Warrior Princess Xena.
Of course.
Yep. Because she was an Amazon.
I didn't want to say it. Okay, Xena. We Xena. Have Xena. We've got CT.
Who the fuck is that?
Chocolate
Thunder. Yeah, I remember that was an acronym. I'm like,
what
the fuck? I thought I was so confused. I thought it was you.
I thought it was me too. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what is that stand for? Gosh. Okay. I guess I'll be Charlie because these are my angels.
Hey. Who's got a good playlist?
Shit, you know not
I only
me.
Wanted you.
No?
I don't even know what your playlist is.
So mine's just trash. That's why I'm not gonna play it. It's not good. Y'all wouldn't
all
like
over
it.
The place.
My music is like white people and then old early 2000 music and then music people no one's ever heard of.
I like that.
Like Diana Gordon?
Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
I like her.
I don't know who that is.
Whitney Gordon, but she changed it to Diana. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I can't. We're using my phone to record. We can't use mine.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, well.
Whew.
I think it was a failsafe. I think they got caught, and now it's like a fuck. Now we have to make this narrative to make it seem like we weren't into each other. When it's known they've been doing this for years. They've been swingers for years.
Yeah.
She just happened to now do it this time with somebody famous in this new age, social media.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think nobody expected him to come out. So it's like, okay, how do we find a way to spin this? Okay, let's make it seem like we were separated and we weren't together.
I guess, but no.
these are actors and actresses we're dealing with.
That's true, yeah.
Come on now, but whatever.
I can see it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. How about you?
I think it's kind of sad how, like, she... Because I didn't know that August and Jaden were friends. Right? Y'all looking at me like, you know...
I feel like they became friends, like, through Jada, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because what I heard was that they were friends, and then he was introduced to the family, and then they all became friends.
Well, on the Red Table Talk, didn't they say, like, oh, we were just helping him out? Like, Will and Jada said they were just helping him out, and he was having a hard time.
Yeah, he could have been introduced to Jaden. It was like, first thing I remember about August was that he was just really sick.
Yeah, I saw that part, yeah. Which was sad, because it's like, dang, you putting his business out like
she
that.
She put his business
out
there when he was on there before. So yeah. I really don't have like no sympathy for like.
She did?
Yeah, because she asked him like, oh, like what like type of drugs like were you doing or like how often were you doing it? And
oh,
he
she
was
had
like,
him on the red table.
Yes. Yeah, and this was a long time ago. And then he was like, I don't really want to talk about that. And then she was like, well, you told me you was taking like 20 a day.
No.
And I was like, damn, like she did not have to put bro out there like that. So.
Alrighty then. Alright, let's find us a good movie right now. Not movie, background noise.
Yeah.
We got a lot of options here. We got Netflix, we got Hulu.
We got YouTube too. So.
And we got
YouTube,
y'all.
YouTube.
We got popping up in this
YouTube,
house.
Hulu, Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well,
Definitely Neighbors. I thought that was a ghost again.
You have a ghost?
She's got a ghost.
Okay. Let's.
Can we die?
You're breathing life into this.
We've been living comfortably together.
Okay.
I hear something in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, they're just making something. You know, like, we have cohabitated now, and we're in a happy platonic relationship.
All right.
Okay.
So I guess we'll table that for next time.
Yeah.
You know?
When she's more comfortable.
When she's more comfortable. When the spirit, I guess,
right.
is more comfortable.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Did you want to
like.
Oh, you know what? You're really good at asking questions. Go ahead.
What do I wanna? Okay, so I heard you mention this earlier, Chocolate Thunder, about the Jada and Will thing.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I kind of want to hear y'all's opinion about that.
Opinion on it.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, my first thought when I first saw the red table talk was no one actually brought up the age difference.
You saw the full thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was the one thing I really didn't really understand. They didn't really bring up the age difference.
Will and Jada? Will and Jada, you saying they didn't bring it up?
Yeah, they didn't bring it up.
What's the difference? The age difference?
Wasn't she like 40? And he was like 23 at the time?
He's 21.
Oh, really?
Or 21.
But that's like a thing. Is that a thing for like younger guys though? To like older women like that?
Not for every guy, no.
Not for every guy, but also it's just like if the genders were reversed, it would automatically.
It would be
a big problem.
Yeah.
Big, big fucking problem automatically.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think so?
The way everybody acts nowadays and the way everybody's like normalized it, no, they would have been that big of an issue. Like, you got Scott visit dating fucking Sophie.
True. Sophie,
Richie.
Yeah, Sophia Richie.
Yeah.
Who's Scott?
From the Kardashians?
Kardashian's husband. Or ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, whatever, baby daddy, whatever.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's a lot of scenarios where it is like an older guy and younger woman, so.
I think it would have broken.
I think it's more of a, yeah, it's more of an issue now. But like, now that it's like a woman, it's actually, now they make a big deal out of it. A cougar.
Or is it that
you now? Oh, so you're saying the fact that she's a woman now, it's being
yeah.
Like, more
I think it's it, yeah, it's like stamped a little bit.
Wow.
So I just think she's a little. I know everybody want to forgive and everybody's like, oh, but Jada and it was like a tanglement. They both actually kind of she kind of took advantage.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't ever think. I don't think she did take advantage. She the hell right then and there.
Yeah.
Yes, she can dress it up however she wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a problem with myself. Oh my God, I'm always the healer.
Mm-hmm.
I always gotta like go out my way to help someone in need.
But it was so weird because in the red table talk, she said that
you don't think it had anything to do with her man. They were still married. Cause like the thing is like Will and Jada swing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she was married. I don't know what they said in the full interview, but like
they were separated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't think that was like a bigger issue overall?
I think it's a bigger issue for other people
mm-hmm.
more than it was for actual Jada or Will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the way Jada's always expressed it. Hell, she expressed it in that damn interview. She was checked out. Like,
mm-hmm.
they weren't getting divorced, but she was checked out of that relationship officially.
Yeah.
Like, she said it herself. She was like, I didn't ever think me and Will were ever going to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up. Like, at that point, I was moving on.
Mm-hmm. She said that her and Will took August on together. That's what was weird.
To take care of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, you ain't got a lie to kick it. Like, y'all picked this one struggling artist out of how many people that got drug problems and gun possession problems? People that got problems with the law? People got baby mama drama? Like, but you picked this specific man. And now you and Will talking about, yeah, we were originally supposed to take care of him, but I took a little bit too far. And now you want to say entanglement, and then Will's like, no, relationship. Everybody's just doing a, what do you call it?
A meme?
Damage control. Everybody's just doing
absolutely.
Yeah,
this is damage control.
Yeah.
Because like they said, like, oh, people are speaking for us now,
yeah.
saying things we never said.
Mm-hmm.
So now here we are to clear the air. Really, the air didn't really get cleared. It was just really like Jada saying how she felt and her perspective on the situation.
Mm-hmm. And they just like...
And also glossing over the fact that she was old as fuck
mm-hmm.
when she started this entanglement.
And they kind of like dismissed everything August was talking about. I feel like they dismissed everything August talked about and just kind of like ruled him as like young, crazy, drugged out, deranged. Like they kind of like discredited him a little bit.
In the nicest way possible.
Yeah, in the nicest way possible. And I don't even think he peeped it. So it's like, it was very disrespectful.
Yeah.
That it just kind of made his point invalid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now he looks like he's lying and everybody's looking like he's a troublemaker. So it's like, I don't know.
That's honestly, that's a vibe I got. I kind of feel like everyone kind of peeped. Jada was trying to do, and
mm-hmm.
that's where all these entanglement memes popped up out of nowhere from.
I'm so tired of seeing these
fucking into
I
the
like
memes.
The memes.
Do you? Like, I thought it was not that big.
It wasn't that big.
To be like profound, like to be like entanglement. We're in entanglement. Like everybody's in entanglement. Like
I think it's the new word for like situationship.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's why people are like entangled. I'm in entanglement.
For some people are just used to be like, nah, you cheated. Like
really?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of men.
There's a lot of comments like going in on them
about it being like, yeah, nah, she's using that word. It's like. Point out she cheated, which I don't agree with personally. Like legally,
we've already been had a whole girlfriend, so I don't see the problem.
I would disagree with that. I would say I would call it cheating because it didn't seem like I didn't see the full video, but it didn't seem like it was a discussion between Will and Jada that hey, Will, I'm dating August, just so you know, because then it wouldn't be cheating.
It was
a conversation.
It was a conversation.
Okay,
they're
so then it wasn't
like,
cheating.
Okay,
so here's another thing.
And
too.
August did ask for permission. He said he asked for permission from Will. Why did he lie about that?
Okay.
And that man was around their family for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Like around the kids, too.
Yeah.
So I highly doubt Will was just like, yeah, that's just another adopted son. Moving on. But Will got his own life going on with, I forgot her name.
Oh, the chick from that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. The blonde chick. What is her name?
No,
the blonde chick.
And The Wolf of Wall Street. The blonde
Margot
chick.
Oh, Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
I
don't know. But I heard he date like a bunch of.
Yeah, he does date a bunch of everybody.
Yeah,
but I'm saying.
Look, there's
but
a reason why all his
co-stars. And I'm thinking her name right now.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to. Because I feel like it's going to take me a minute to find it.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Look it up.
While everybody's talking. But, Yeah, he's been dating her for a long time, and like the fact that it's been, I'll send y'all a thread later. It's on Lipstick Alley. Nobody judge me.
I don't know what it is either.
It's on Lipstick Alley, and it's like receipts out the ass. Like he's always traveling with her, and apparently she's like Chanel Iman's best friend. And she be at a lot of these like places with them. So it's a new development.
So then this whole situation brings up the question, because I saw this a lot too, like, is marriage worth it? Like, do y'all think marriage is even, because Will and Jada have been married for, let's say, over 20 years, I'm assuming. So it's like, and there, I saw an article before this whole August thing came out that they were just kind of cohabitating together. So it's like, after 20 years with somebody, not only, well, I don't know. I don't want to bring in the swinging thing, but like you're seeing somebody, I'm seeing somebody. We're not even seeing each other, and we're just cohabitating when we are together. Like, is marriage even worth it?
Depends on what type of marriage you want, I suppose.
Because I think everybody goes into marriage with like these intentions, like, oh, it's just gonna be us, and we're gonna be great,
yeah,
and we're gonna do this
and
that, right? And then she didn't exactly. And then it's like 20 years later, you're like, damn, I'm still with this fool. Like, what am I? Like, why even get married at that point? Just date each other.
From my perspective of the question, is marriage worth it? Up to you. Up to you. Make your marriage. If you want a certain marriage, I would say work for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say don't come in there with like a preset notion of this is what a marriage should be. This is how it has to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just be rigid, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I don't know.
He's not
it's, well, because it's been having me question like monotony, anyway, and marriage. Well, not so much marriage, because I would like to get married. But then I still have this idea of like, damn, I'm still this fool, and it's been 20 years. Like, am I gonna be?
Is it gonna be feeling exhausted?
Yeah, am I still gonna be like happy to see this person? You know, after 20 years or 30, 40 years or whatever. So. But it's really got me question like monogamy for sure, especially monogamy in marriage.
It's the same thought process.
So then why don't they just both come out and call a thing a thing?
I mean, I feel like it's known, you know, what's discussed ain't gotta be. What's that quote? Like, what's understood don't have to be. Like, so nobody knows this situation as quote I'm talking about. The situation.
So,
the situationship quote.
No.
Like, what's understood ain't gotta be said. Like, that's
okay.
like that quote. Like, for situationships. Like.
Well, it's not like it is what it is.
Yeah, like, we don't have to announce it. Like, we know what we have. You know, when niggas try to lie to you and shit. So, you're like, we have an understanding and we're together. But he doing his whole thing outside.
of that. So we're showing a picture of Will Smith's side chick, who is Chanel Iman's best friend, I believe. Her name is Heidi
Klum.
You wish.
No. I'm not sure. Augustus.
They like gotta like change the name so they don't.
Oh, really?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Cause you know, when it actually has real tea, you gotta hide the name.
How old is she? She looks 22.
She does look very young.
Next topic is always gonna be
situational
life.
Awareness.
Wait, what did you say?
Situational awareness is very true.
What is situational awareness?
Being aware of your surroundings.
Perfect gateway.
Oh,
situational awareness.
Well,
I love these two.
Ew, the first one is terrible though.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, I said I love this. I mean, I love the second one. Sorry.
No.
Fucking kidding me?
But the second
look
one?
Look at me.
But you
Sandra
like
D. Lousy with virginity. Come on now.
No.
It is a classic for
I
a reason.
I love the second one, though. That second one hit for me.
The second one?
Mm-hmm. With Michelle Pfeiffer. That one hit for
this
me.
Is Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Oh, it is her. I see her now. That's crazy.
The song, I mean, yeah. But the first one, too, them songs were
then again, you also like Lion King 2.
Yeah, Lion King 2 hits.
Lion King 2 is good.
Lion King 2 hits.
You don't like it?
I'm just saying, she likes sequels.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's like clearly a pattern with me. But I don't know. I just felt like, okay, I saw the first Lion King. But I see the second Lion King, that shit has so much more like... Like, yeah, Mufasa died, okay. I'm saying, like, but, like, Zira...
So
just came
more,
through
like,
with a bag, like
personal
these
drama.
Songs, like nigga when they exiled him, came through with the fucking vocals. Like
yeah.
I'm just saying, like
yeah,
that shit hit.
You've seen a lot of movies I haven't seen. I'm sorry.
Lion King 2.
I'm not even saying it's a bad movie.
Reach 2, Cool Rider by Michelle Pfeiffer. Good.
Batman and Catwoman by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Never saw it.
That one's good.
You've never seen Batman?
No,
with
Michelle
Pfeiffer,
the Tim Burton directed one. Yeah, that was
no.
Good.
With the pink.
Oh, I've seen pieces of it because I like what's his name, the guy who played Batman.
Michael Keaton.
Yes, I like Michael Keaton.
Is that Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. He died.
And then
no. Asshole, he always does that.
I know.
You know what I'm about to bring up?
I'm a cheerleader.
Yes, I'm a cheerleader. Did I tell you about this?
No, what is this?
Okay.
We in Spanish class.
Mm-hmm. We are in Spanish class.
Miss
all right?
MC's class.
Miss MC, I love that old broad. Anyway, we in Spanish class, and I don't know what. Were we even friends at this point?
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay.
She stormed in.
Yes. Okay. Cheerleader storms in, okay? So, Miss Cheerleader comes through.
Storms in, clearly frantic, upset.
Now, this is a person who just has the most annoying, high-pitched voice ever. Just, like a fly buzzing in your ear. Just want to smack it.
Mm-hmm.
So, she starts just talking.
And
complaining.
She's like saying how two girls want to fight her.
She's cheerleader.
Is telling Miss MC that two girls want to fight her, and she's so upset about it. Like she just came in fucking frantic. Like I don't know why they want to fight me. I don't know. Like I'm just this and I'm that and I do this and that. They don't have lives, and I just come here like I just do what I'm supposed to do. Like. Are you jealous? Like, she was, like, going off.
Like, she was just, like, God's gift to Earth.
Yeah, like, she clearly blew smoke up her ass. And, yeah, like, she was, like, she sat down at her desk. She's still, like, screaming her little lungs out. And then she's, like, I don't understand. You know, like, they don't have lives. They don't have lives. They don't have lives. She's, like, I have a life. I'm a cheerleader.
And at this fucking moment, I'm like, I look off my fucking desk, and I'm like, wait. And I look over,
and I didn't catch it at the time because the moment was so dramatic. I was just still looking at her like, okay, like, somebody wants to fight you, go out there and do it. Shut up. So anyway,
I look over at Charlie, and
yeah.
takes her part, this is fine.
So I look over and I'm like,
did you just hear her?
She was like, what?
I was like,
it's like from a fucking movie. Like, have a life. I'm a cheerleader.
With such conviction, with such passion.
Like, no, you have to understand. Cheerleading was life for her.
Oh, no.
It was a life for her.
Life. I have a life. I'm a cheerleader.
I was
like, like, this was it, y'all. This is what she wanted to end her rant on. Like, close the book, come to Jesus moment.
It's crazy because she thought that shit was groundbreaking. You're like, this shit's off of Bring It On 2.
Yeah.
All or nothing. Like, she thought that shit was the best.
Okay, wait. I love that scene, and it hurt me that people were talking about it.
What scene?
That scene in the tears. Right? When he's like bumping her.
Yeah. Oh,
no. I thought that was so hot. And no lie, like, I was watching, like, videos and memes or whatever, and I'm like,
white
still
girl.
Kinda,
white
no,
girl.
I still kind of like it. Like, I feel wrong.
No, that scene was really good, but now watching it was a little corny, and she's not like.
I hate the way she danced. His dancing was good. Her
no, his was good, but I'm saying as far as her, like her, it was like a little cringe worthy. Like,
it was really bad. It was cringe. It was really bad. Like, was it two?
All or nothing.
There we go.
Yeah, it was all or nothing. Jesse and I forget her name.
It was good.
Okay.
It was a good one. No,
what?
It was
you
okay.
I liked it. I mean, it's better than the five other they came out with. Shit.
Yeah, everything after this one was kind of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one after this one.
At least it had, Beyonce's third sister. That was good. I'm telling you, are we there yet?
The movie?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in that movie.
The other sister, the youngest one.
You know, Jason Momoa was in that movie, too.
That is not Bring It On.
Jesus. She was in it though.
Christ. That was fucking Johnson Family Vacation.
Oh, wait, what did he say?
He said Bring It On. And Beyonce's little sister was in it.
It wasn't Johnson.
And he said, Are We There Yet? And I'm like, nigga, you're talking from movie to movie to movie.
That's the one with Ice Cube.
Yes. Yeah, like he's okay. Going from movie to
I
movie.
I was confused for a second too. I thought that was what it was called.
Like, we're talking about Johnson Family Vacation.
Oh, got it.
It's okay. You gotta decipher with a CT. Now I wanna watch a movie.
The Bring It On movie?
The All or Nothing, yeah. Sorry. Solange is great.
Who?
Solange.
See that
she's
shade.
Okay.
What?
She's okay.
As an actress.
She's a better actress than Beyonce. I'll say that much.
N-O? N-O?
But she has
yes,
more...
she is.
I mean, that's not saying much. Don't look
sad. Yeah, like...
That's not hype up.
That's
so
not overhyped. Like...
They all can't act. Acting is not in that family's fucking strength.
No.
Who knows? Maybe Blue will be better.
Maybe.
Definitely better.
Maybe.
Maybe.
She
might not do anything.
In the sequel.
Bring on 25.
Bring on 25. Well, she is supposed to be the next president of the United States, so.
Supposed to be something.
Who is?
What's her face? Blue, yep. Almost called her North. Blue.
Don't start that shit.
To be honest, all these damn fucking celebrities.
I'm just Oh, so I wanted to give a little background because y'all told the high school story. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to say CT and I, Zena, we went to high school together. And then CT transferred to another high school and met Charlie. Mm-hmm. So then Charlie and I know each other because of CT. And that was not that long ago.
She mean not that fucking long ago. Because
we're so young. What are we, like 23?
My eggs dried up as we speak. You're talking about... Yeah, she was so boldly said. Not that long ago.
It was
ago.
That long ago.
Okay, a couple boyfriends ago.
Yeah, we'll say that.
A couple fucking boyfriends ago.
That's it. You know his son is acting, Denzel's son?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his son until like a week ago.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. So what did you see then? Like, but you seen Black Klansman?
No.
I give up now.
Is it, wait, so I don't like, what's his name?
Who don't you like?
Bruce Lee?
Bruce.
That's not his name, is it? The director. Spike Lee. I don't like Spike Lee.
I was about to say, he said Bruce. I'm like, Lee? Spike Lee.
I know we got the same last name, but I know that wasn't his first name. I don't really like Spike Lee.
Like his.
I think because his movies are kind of, yeah, I would agree with the hit and miss thing because his, I don't know, like I liked She's Gotta Have It, like the movie and the show, but I didn't like, did he do School Days?
Yeah.
I didn't really care for School Days.
Yeah.
I think he did School Days. Like, I don't like anything super preachy, and at the end, like, I was with that movie up until the end because then it felt super preachy. And then it got super artistic, and then it kind of lost me. But I also like his tap dancing movie that he did about the minstrel shows. I forgot what it was called, though.
I feel like I've seen them, but Lord knows I can't remember the names of them. So it's all up in the air. I know, like I said, it's a hit or miss.
Yeah, it is.
He lost me at, like, Call Girl Number 9 or some shit, and I was like...
Yeah, no, so I haven't seen Black Klansman.
It was good.
But I do want to see that movie he has coming out with Zendaya.
Yeah, and Denzel Washington's son.
Yeah.
Zendaya?
And yeah. And he's doing a movie like a with Christopher Nolan, which I'm really excited about.
With his,
Tenet? Mm-hmm. Oh, that movie's gonna be so
the sequel
good.
To Inception.
It's
gonna
be so good, so. Yeah.
Bring it on.
Oh, it's already been
brought. It's already been brought.
That shit was funny. Like, it's already been brought.
Well, then you better break it.
Like, rewatching that movie, like a week ago, I was like, oh my god. Like, the gems I did not pick up when I was younger. That shit was a mess. Like, we just did your routine. We black. And I was like, oh my god. Like, I don't want to say the wrong name, but nah, I don't think that was him, but yeah.
Taraji P. Henson? No. I highly doubt he cares, to be quiet.
He commented on somebody's post about her pregnancy. He cares.
What did he say?
He put like some fucking emojis. Like, he put like the closing eye emoji, and he put like some crying emoji or something. Like, some, I can't remember exact emojis.
Kind of like,
but like a so laughing, sad. Like, no, like, just like, I think the post was like, nobody cares, like, why, I think it was like, why should you care about Nicki Minaj's pregnancy, like, she don't give a fuck about you, she didn't post you when you was pregnant, so why the fuck do you, like, don't post her, like, he posts one Nicki Minaj picture of her being pregnant, I'm blocking you, and that's basically what the post said, and then he commented under it, like, and just put a bunch of emojis, basically, and I don't know what the fuck the emojis was, he commented on it. Mind your business, bitch. So, that's
right. It's probably his PR team.
If I was this girl, I'd be embarrassed.
I would too, I'd be so mad.
Like we just had a brand new baby. We're together. And you're commenting on this shit?
This is one friend, she goes, like, always comes to LA, and... They're very much like, oh, LA, I don't know, I don't really feel in LA, like, LA and LA need some work. Meanwhile, they grew up in LA.
Yeah.
Like, they grew up in it. Like, it's like, oh, like, every time they visit, they want to be like, oh, let's go here, let's do here, let's do these trips. It's, like, they want to make it this big, grand gesture, this big, grand adventure. And it's like, it seems like you're doing a little bit too much, like, I don't know what to say, what to call it. But it seems like you want more out of LA than what it's willing to give. And also, these adventures, you can find them all across the fucking city.
Yeah.
It's a big place.
Yeah.
You just gotta go there.
Yeah.
I told him once, hop on a damn train and just, in the early in the morning, hop on a train, see where the day takes you.
Yeah.
That's your adventure. Yeah. If you find yourself bored in some place, guess what? You ain't got anybody to blame but yourself.
But he wants resources, right? He wants
resources
somebody to take him
to
there.
Plan
he
it out. Like, basically him. Someone to pluck, reach inside his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow, like, plan out the entire
day. That's what he wants.
And it's like, but
somebody
also,
to drive, somebody to pick him up, somebody to be like, we're doing
so
this.
So
to
be like,
mistake.
Okay, I'm done, I'm over it, let's go somewhere else. Or, well, okay, take me back home.
Like, no, that's crazy. As long as you feed me and I got a couple shoes, like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Some people give him like, which, you know, some people give him like specifics. Some people give him like, oh no, I wanted this type of day.
Like, you can say that ahead of time though.
You need to be the one to plan it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's go here. Let's go there. I'm like, okay, cool.
Don't say I'm cool, whatever, and then somebody comes some shit, and you're like, I didn't want that.
Like, all we ever do is just this. But you don't ever, like,
you don't play plan. And then you told me, like, notice. You want to put something out of my ass.
No. And then when we do decide on something, you act all disinterested and, like, to yourself. And, like, I've seen how you are when you are really excited about something. You hyped up, bouncing off the fucking walls. Mm-hmm. When you ain't, guess what? You stay to your fucking self.
Recluse.
You're avoidant. And you want to, like, leave as fast as possible, but in, like, the sneakiest way possible. You know what? I'm going to do you like they did that one girl in Nightmare on Elm Street. Just strap you to a fucking chair.
And just beg her. Oh, my God. That was such a traumatizing scene. And they had her cheeks blowed up. Oh, my God. I don't
know. The makeup department deserved an award for that one.
Ooh,
Nightmare on Elm Street, man.
That was Dream Warriors, wasn't it?
Because
she was
bulimic.
Yeah.
Second one?
Yeah, the second one. Like,
that was really bad. The director really wanted to fuck that boy, let's be honest.
Yeah, like, it just was so weird.
He's coming. He's going to be inside me. I'm like,
what? That movie was very...
And at one point, they, like, fucking, like, well, Freddy, like, straps, like, the gym coach up into the shower somehow, some way, rips his clothes off. And just like, then you just see these scenes where the towel just slaps the gym coach across the ass.
What is this? Is this supposed to be a comedy?
No, it wasn't. It was like that one thing that like every serial killer movie has done. Like, they did it with Jason, they did it with Michael, like, but they did it with Freddy too, where like they're not in the movie at all, but they possess someone's body. And that's basically what it was. Like, he was just trying to get into this boy and become Freddy.
See that? Even that description.
Get into this boy. Wow. It only did that for the second one?
Yeah, for the second one. I don't think it did that well.
Freddy.
They definitely changed the formula after that.
Freddy. I forgot the title.
Freddy got fingered.
Might as well have called it that.
No, wasn't it Freddy's Revenge or Freddy's Resurrection or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Have you guys ever seen the original,
Man Megaplex?
You know, after I just remembered, now you're going to knock my thought process off.
I'm sorry!
What movie did you say?
Like, is it The Hitchhiker? Alright. You guys remember the movie Hitchhiker, right?
Mm-hmm. The scary movie?
Yes,
the scary movie. I probably haven't seen it.
It's like early, well, they made a remake.
Yeah, they made like a couple remakes.
So, have you seen the original one?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the original one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Homer Rock is fucked, right?
I don't remember it verbatim to where I would make
that decision. Okay, so, there's definitely this scene. All right, first of all, the hitchhiker is a male. The person that he's stalking is also, like, this young boy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my... Also, it's pedophilic, too.
Not a young boy, but, like, let's say, like, 18 to 19.
Okay.
So, technically legal. Okay. Anyways, so, yeah, the hitchhiker, he hitchhikes this little boy's car. I call him a little boy because he's 18, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the whole scene. He starts acting creepy in the car. Dude's like, yo, you need to get the fuck out. Then dude's like, starts showing his serial killerness. And he's like, oh shit, we gotta drive. So they hit this fucking police checkpoint at one point. And so the police is coming in, you know, flashing a light. He's like, oh, what's going on there? So the hitchhiker guy pulls out a knife, sticks it right between young boy's legs, right where his balls are at. And so when a cop comes over and sees, like, oh shit, they must be.
Something in me kind of like turned me on. I don't know. I'm like, that sounds.
It was. Lovely. It definitely did turn me on. I'm not gonna lie. As a young teenager, I was like.
It's not just me. I was like, that sounds.
It was weird to see a scene like that in like something old timey. Like, this movie had to be in like 1980s.
Late 70s.
So anyways, of course, over the course of the rest of the movie, he's still chasing the boy. And the boy meets, like, a girl during a movie. And, like, the hitchhiker strings her up to, like, a bunch of trucks and pulls her apart.
Oh, yeah, no, he was mad.
Yeah.
He was
so, like, the only, like, my... This is after the boy and the girl have sex.
Oh,
So literally the only love interest in the movie.
I have time to have sex after, like, I've just been in this.
I think he felt like he lost track. I think he finally lost them, so they were like chilling at some like truck stop way station, and they end up having sex. Then he wakes up and it's like, what happened to old girl? He goes outside and there she is, strung up naked between these two little trucks, and he's pulled apart. So anyways,
he's definitely done this in real life.
Ooh.
The director.
Oh!
I feel like he wrote this kind of shit. Like,
to be a fucking writer and a horror director,
right,
you really have to have some really demented thoughts.
You fantasize
something.
Yeah, a lot of movies, I'm like, you definitely have had these thoughts. Like Rob Zombie, you definitely have had these thoughts.
Bro. House of a Thousand Corpses.
That movie
traumatized
the hell out of me when I was younger. And then watching that as an adult, I'm like, this made absolutely
watch
no
horror.
Sense.
So it's not a movie to watch. I'll just say that much. You ever seen The Hills Have Eyes?
No.
Also not a movie to watch, to be honest.
Well, then I feel like I'm gonna watch it though.
No.
That's it. Let's take a cheers to our podcast recording, because we did that shit.
Ooh, clink, clink. I don't have a glass.
Clink, 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 clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink. Ooh, I have a good one, you guys. Okay. So let's say, as our closing to our first episode, what we hope, I guess, to give our audience or to gain from the experience of, like, having a podcast. Or what we hope this podcast to be.
Okay.
I think it's cute. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everybody, this is Charlie, and I hope to just bring situational awareness to women.
All right.
Women to be aware of their surroundings, women to learn how to protect themselves, women to carry weapons.
Oh, hey, this is Zena. I think I'm hoping to bring a new perspective, or I guess a different perspective, to like three different very black people in a world that's like doesn't have enough black voices in it.
Women to turn their bodies into weapons. I'm just the womanizing, feminizing voice in this podcast. Thank you,
everyone listening. I don't know, like, inspiration to talk to their friends and their family about whatever it is we're talking about. What else? That it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to talk how you talk and walk how you walk and have your own opinions about things. At least that's what I'm getting from listening to podcasts. Like, it makes me, oh, and then also like feeling free to just like yell at us and talk to us in your over your speakers, because I've done that so many times with podcasts. I'm like, yes girl, or like, no, I don't feel the same way. So I guess just like a freedom. And then in a year we're gonna have over 100,000 listeners. Kind of give,
I am the guy voice in this. Don't know what that means. But I'm going to ramble on. I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to say shit that doesn't make sense to me or to anyone else. And that's okay. If you somehow take a little nugget of knowledge out of that, that's all good. If you don't, that's all good too.
I'm glad I'm here with all you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm here with all you too.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to burn the world.
Oh, God.
I hope to. One maggot at a time.
Okay, so talk to y'all later.
Signing out, Charlie.
XOXO.
Oh, no. No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. No. No, we're not doing that.
You really want to say XOXO?
No, that is so corny.
Yes!
No, we got to come up with something else.
I love XOXO Gossip Girl.
I don't know. Gossip Girl part. I was...
Oh, I'll send
this one
to a
gossip
girl. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know
what
Kelly's
going to
me.
Oh, signing out. That's not
corny, too. No, signing out sounds fine. Why, y'all want to say something like all together?
Eat my ass.
One, two, sorry. Three. What's the name of our podcast?
B-A-T.
B-A-T.
Oh,
no, pick up the tab.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up the tab.
Yes.
So, one, two, three, pick up the tab.
I don't know. That's corny, too.
Okay.
Y'all like it?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three. Pick up the tab. Peace.